Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root's on fire. You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Today is Tuesday, the 17th of October, and the world is on fire. What do I always say? The root's on fire. The world's on fire. Ukraine's on fire. The Middle East is on fire. And I'm sure soon China and Taiwan will be on fire. Let me start with what I think is the biggest news of the day. It's hard to decipher what's the biggest news. I mean, what's going on in the United States House of Representatives? We can't get a House Speaker elected is certainly big news. What a judge is trying to do to President Trump, gag him, stop him from talking while he's trying to run for president, that's big news. There's lots of big news, some crazy ideas out of the Biden administration, but I would say something that could start World War III would be the biggest news of the day, and that is the supposed, the claims by Hamas, and how anyone would believe a group of people that cut women's heads off after they gang rape them, and cut babies' heads off, and kidnap babies, why you'd believe them, I have no idea. But they claim that the Israeli Defense Forces have bombed a hospital in Palestine, in Gaza. And that hospital, several hundred people killed, including children and babies and women and pregnant women and doctors. But meanwhile, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Fund, who I trust, blames an Islamic Jihad rocket that went wrong for the hospital massacre. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel told CNN today that the IDF, meaning the Israeli Defense Forces, do not target hospitals. We only target Hamas strongholds, arms depots, and terror targets. Although I will add that you're dealing with the most horrible creatures, animals, that have ever walked the face of the earth. They're just like Nazis. They're like prehistoric dinosaur Nazis who try to find the most horrible way to kill people and who love to have human hostages around them. And so it could have been the hospital wasn't really a hospital. It was an arms depot. It was a Hamas stronghold. It was a terror target, as Israel puts it. But they happen to have human shields at the hospital so they could, you know, bring out all the little dead children and say Israel did it. That's the difference between Israel and Hamas, for those of you who don't get it. Okay, Hamas kills little children, murders babies, cuts their heads off, and sets families on fire. And Israel bombs military targets, and Hamas has human shields inside those military targets so they can parade dead children and say Israel does the same thing. Except Israel didn't do any such thing. Either it's an errant rocket by the Islamic Jihad factions, the Hamas factions, the Hezbollah factions, or they put human shields in a Hamas stronghold so they could show that Israel did it. So the IDF issued a statement based on a preliminary investigation claiming it was an errant missile fired from within Gaza itself. And the Palestinian Islamic Jihad fired the rocket in a failed shooting that was intended for Israel. And I certainly, if given a choice of believing a policeman or believing a murderer who's a mass murderer, I believe the policeman. Not that policemen don't lie. Not that no mass murderer in history has ever not told the truth. Maybe once they did. But in general, you give the benefit of doubt to the cop, not the mass murderer. Israel's like the cop, the good guy with the white hat and the badge, the sheriff in town. And Hamas is the devil itself, is Satan himself. And I certainly don't believe any word that comes out of his mouth. So as far as I know, it was a setup. Israel says explosion at Gaza hospital was a result of a failed Hamas rocket and releases an actual video of the incident. And so Israel has the proof sitting there in a video, and Hamas wants to argue that. Interesting. But the problem is it could lead to World War III tomorrow. Right as we speak at this moment, there are protests around the world because they think that Israel bombed a hospital, and they're going to believe Hamas. They're not going to believe Israel. They're not going to ask any questions. It's the same exact people, and I mean the same people, the same morons that blindly listen to the Democrat Party. It's the exact same people, you know? And they listen to the lies, and we're supposed to feel bad for the Palestinian people. By the way, I think this is the most striking thing, and I've said this for years. Nobody in the Middle East wants the Palestinian people. Why? Because they know what they're really like, obviously. And so King Abdullah pushes back and says Jordan has no interest in taking any Palestinian refugees. No refugees in Jordan. No refugees in Egypt, he says. Not a chance. Why is that? How come all Arabs aren't the same? How come Arabs don't want other Arabs? Isn't it funny how nobody wants the Palestinians and liberal schmucks in the United States sit around all day long worrying about Palestinians, but none of the Muslim world, none of the Arab world wants anything to do with Palestinians, and no one's ever asked this question. Why has this been going on for, what, 70 years? Never has any Muslim nation, or if you want to call them an Arab nation, none of them have ever taken any Palestinians in. Why? They leave them there, and then they blame Israel. And the Palestinians blame Israel. And the people who run it all get rich. Just pointy fingers at Israel. Meanwhile, why doesn't Jordan take them? Why doesn't Egypt take them? Why doesn't Saudi Arabia take them? Why doesn't Iran and Iraq take them? No, why does Afghanistan take them? Nobody wants the Palestinians. Nobody. Might be a little reason there, a little hint. Something's wrong. Something's wrong with the Palestinians. Nobody wants them. And then in the midst of all that, get this one. And again, this is a headline at the Gateway Pundit, and I like the Gateway Pundit. I love the Gateway Pundit. I think they're fantastic. Doesn't mean they don't ever get one wrong or take something out of context. So until I know for sure, I can't say this is a fact. But the headline at the Gateway Pundit is, Nikki Haley argues to bring 1 million Hamas-supporting, Jew-hating Palestinians to the U.S. from Gaza, where over 68% of the population supports terror strikes on Israel. Now, did she say that? Were those her exact words? Does Nikki Haley want to bring, import, everyone in Palestine who hates Jews to America? Because that would be the biggest mistake in history. And if it's true, Nikki Haley's finished, done. No one wants anything further to do with her. She will drop like a lead balloon. She'd been going up of late. Again, Trump's winning by, 50 points. But some polls show Nikki Haley had catapulted into second place, which isn't saying much. You're losing 50 to 10 or 60 to 10, but you've bypassed Ron DeSantis. But the reality is, if Nikki Haley is really arguing that we should bring 1 million Palestinians to the U.S. from Gaza, she is the dumbest mother trucker in the history of the Republican Party, and she is to be disowned by everyone in the GOP. Have a nice life, Nikki. Your career is over. If that's true, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. I'm trying to be really nice here. Maybe something was taken out of context. I don't know. But I know this much. If it's true, she's finished. No one wants to see her. No one wants to hear her. She's dumb as a doorknob. She should have she should get married. She should have a lesbian life with Kamala Harris because the two of them are made for each other, if it's true. If you are that dumb in the Republican Party filled with Judeo-Christian values and people, Christian evangelist Christians in the Republican Party love Israel more than most Jews I know. If you would be dumb enough to invite Palestinians who hate Jews and who are just live on welfare their entire lives, complete poverty-stricken losers, if you'd invite them into the United States, you would bankrupt our country 10 times over, and you would lead to our cities looking like no-go Muslim zones where no one can ever walk who's white or a police officer. And you would see the end of America for Republicans, because that's another 1 million or 2 million votes for Democrats 100% of the time, because that's who will get them in, and that's who will give them welfare for life, and they will be on welfare for life Palestinians will never, ever do anything but collect American welfare and American food stamps and American Social Security, and that's the end of America and the bankruptcy of America. So if you're that dumb, Nikki Haley, you should leave our party and run as a Democrat and see how they treat you, okay? Chris, if you're talking to me, I can't hear a word you're saying. Okay, could not hear you. Iran warns of another shockwave on Israel if the Gaza strikes don't stop. As of yesterday, Iran said if Israel invaded Gaza, they threatened major terrible things would happen. Now they've changed it to if Israel does not stop their Gaza strikes, meaning the bombing of Gaza. And let me tell you, this reminds me of the pandemic. I certainly, absolutely, positively believe that China sent the COVID pandemic our way on purpose to destroy the United States and destroy Trump and destroy our economy. I've never been able to prove that Democrats were in bed with China. It's very possible it was all China's doing. And the Democrats, you know, never let a crisis go to waste. As soon as they saw the crisis, they took advantage of it and made sure they could defeat Trump with mail-in ballots. So, you know, I don't know for sure the Democrats were the ones who worked in concert with China. It could have been just China. But Democrats always look to take advantage of crisis. And all I could tell you is, you know, I don't think Democrats said, gee, let's help Gaza and Hamas invade Israel. But now that it's happened, once again, never let a crisis go to waste. They want to bring all 1 million or 2 million Palestinians to the United States. I have no doubt. Amazing that Nikki Haley would say she agrees with them. If that headline is true, that's the end of Nikki Haley. But that is exactly what Democrats want. They are love to take advantage of this crisis and just invite every single Palestinian into the United States. What a nightmare that would be. You'd have Jew haters roaming the streets of the United States of America. Radicalized, crazed Jew haters who don't work for a living, that want welfare from cradle to grave. That's Palestine. That's why no one wants them. Egypt doesn't want to pay for him. Jordan doesn't want to pay for him. Saudi Arabia doesn't want to pay for him. I don't want him. You don't want him. Hi, this is Wade Alaroof from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's fall sale. Get up to 80% off. Slippers, towels, bed sheets, mattress toppers, mattresses, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new MyPillow Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with the promo code ROOT, R-O-O-T. You can also receive great offers on Mike Lindell's products at MyStore.com. Also with the promo code ROOT at MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off on hundreds of products right now during MyPillow's fall sale. And be sure to use promo code ROOT at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code R-O-O-T. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're sick and tired of supporting woke companies, I have great news for you. You don't have to anymore. You can shop where my wife Cindy and I shop at GreatPatriotStore.com. My number one best-selling Great Patriot Boycott book is filled with real American patriotic companies. My team researched thousands of companies, and one company stood out above all, GreatPatriotStore.com. This is the answer to inflation. Hundreds of household and personal products you're already buying, much higher quality, no toxic chemicals, delivered right to your door at incredible prices. GreatPatriotStore.com is run by conservatives and patriots. 20,000 American families are joining every month, and you should too. And now they've got the beef, pasture-raised with no hormones, antibiotics, or mRNA ever. Exclusively available only to their members. Like Costco or Sam's Club, you need to become a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com, fill out the form, they'll contact you right away, and boom, you're a member. Go to GreatPatriotStore.com. That's GreatPatriotStore.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My two number one best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of
spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy one bottle of no-covidium and get a second bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your help?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By the way, nothing ever changes. If you look at polls, the American public is overwhelmingly on Israel's side and against Palestine, and yet we have all these massive protests around the country where they scream terrible things about Jews and killing Israel Jews and et cetera, et cetera. And there's all kinds of polls that show the American public is nauseated by transgenders, and they're sick of transgenders, and they're sick of the rainbow flag all day long. And yet $4.1 billion of taxpayer money has been directed by President Joe Biden's administration into LGBT initiatives, including child mutilations and grooming measures in the education system over the last three fiscal years. This is from the Epoch Times. They conducted an in-depth probe of federal spending and found that the U.S. government has already issued more than 1,100 grants to fund LGBT-promoting projects around the world. Unbelievable. When you add it all up, it adds up to $4.1 billion from taxpayer pockets. Incredible. It's the most radical administration in history. It's so funny. Every liberal newspaper says, Wayne Root, they describe me as far right and a conspiracy theorist. Every conspiracy I've ever done is a question. I ask great questions, and every one of them comes true. And as far as far right, so far, I've always been right about everything. And they're the ones who are far left, but they never say far left. We're far right, and they're just a talk show host, or they're just a politician. They're just a Democrat. It's not far left talk show host, Rachel Maddow. It's not far left Obama, far left Biden, far left Kamala, far left Mayorkas. No. No far left, no socialist, no communist, no Marxist. They only describe them as, you know, important politician or vice president of the United States or president of the United States or head of, you know, border security. They never mention far left and completely out of sync with the American people. Everything I believe in is a match in every poll with the majority of the American people. So how am I far right? I'm actually a populist. I'm with every popular issue. I'm on the popular side of every popular issue. When you give billions to transgender and LGBT initiatives in the American public, there's a total backlash in the polls from the American public. They don't want you funneling all this money into transgender initiatives, and yet they don't care. And then they go out of their way, their PR arm in the media, you know, which is like Goebbels for Hitler. That's what they're like. The PR arm in the media, every single word from Wayne Root is he's far right and he's a conspiracy theorist. Two incredible whopper lies. And they're not conspiracy theorists. Rachel Maddow has had 1,000 conspiracies on her show that all turned out to be wrong. And I've had 1,000 that 990 turned out to be right. And I'm being very generous. I would actually argue 997 out of 1,000 are probably right with everything I've talked about. But I'll say 990 out of every 1,000. It's just unbelievable. Of my great questions, they're not conspiracy theories. I ask questions of a corrupt government. Anyone who doesn't ask questions of corrupt government is a lobotomized moron. Goldgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. And by the way, I've seen a couple of brilliant articles today by some of the smartest economists in America who have incredible track records. And they all say this is the greatest time in history to buy gold and silver. That the economy is wrecked. The stock market is way too high. And again, I'm just going by what experts say, not what I say. I have no idea. I'm not a stock market person. So I don't know. But someone who's got one of the best CNBC rated the best track record over the last 30 years said that our economy is in shambles and the dollar is going to crash and gold and silver are the only possible things that will retain value. You got to get rid of everything else but gold and silver. And then I've got Kip Herridge, who's one of the most brilliant economists I've ever met. He's always telling me that he believes the stock market is going up from here for a variety of reasons. He'll tell you next time he's on. But that gold and silver will go up even more. And he's a big fan of gold and silver as well. So from both sides, whether you think the market's going up or the market's going down, you've got brilliant, brilliant economists and experts who have incredible track records saying buy gold and silver. Well, who do you buy it from? Goldgate Capital. Goldgate Capital, and they'll sell it right to you, send it to your door, put it inside your IRA, SEP IRA, 401k, 100% insured, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them War sent you. Toll free, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com, goldgatecapital.com. By the way, Israel scored today big. Two senior Hamas leaders killed in Israeli strike. The highest-ranking Hamas official killed since the attack on Israel. Two senior Hamas leaders killed. Bye-bye. The world will not miss either one of you. And the big mistake Israel made is that the citizens really had a hard time getting a permit to own a gun. What a giant mistake. When Israel was founded, everyone had a gun. They all knew they might have to fight at any moment. And now Israel is buying guns and handing them out to all citizen militias. That's what we need to do here.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News update. According to a Palestinian official, an Israeli airstrike on a Gaza hospital resulted in hundreds of casualties. But Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says it's not clear as of yet who's responsible for that missile strike.
It should be very clear that Hamas is the one putting Palestinians or those in Gaza at great risk.
Israel is blaming terrorists for the missile strike. Tomorrow, President Biden set to visit Israel, where he will hold meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other leaders. The visit coincides with joint efforts by the U.S. and Israel to formulate a plan for delivering humanitarian aid to the civilians in Gaza. The House remains without a speaker. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan fell short of the required 217 votes on the initial ballot, garnering only 200. The House is presently in recess. There is a possibility of a second vote. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We'll be right back.
Roots on Fire. You know, I am Mr. Solution, as all of you know, because I wrote two great books about solutions, The Great Patriot Boycott Book and The Great Patriot Buycott Book, listing all the companies to boycott and all the companies to buy from. We are in so much trouble. This is a communist and globalist takeover of the United States. The enemies of America are within. But you already know that. So I want to bring you solutions. Anyone can complain. Here's a solution. Things are going to hell in a handbasket. World War III is so close. We may already be in it. The Middle East is melting down. China is probably going to invade Taiwan soon. And, of course, we still have Ukraine and America's open borders. I have a survival food product for all of you. Stock up now. Keep hoping and praying for the best. But let me tell you something. You better prepare for the worst, because the worst appears to be coming. There's an attack on our food supply, our farms, our food production facilities. The supply chain is failing. Food prices through the roof. Worst of all, they're putting mRNA spike proteins for the COVID vaccine in our food. That's why I've teamed up with a veteran-owned America First company that sells high-quality freeze-dried beef with more than a decade shelf life and only premium Texas beef. No beef crumbles like all the other survival food companies. Only ribeye, New York strip, tenderloin, or original steak sirloin. With no mRNA jabs ever. Only one ingredient, premium beef, for survival food in case of emergency. And that emergency may be here soon. They created a website with exclusive discounts just for my fans, warbeef.com. You get a 15% discount when you use the promo code WAR15 at checkout. WAR15 at warbeef.com. Promo code WAR15, warbeef.com. All right, obviously, if you were tuned in to the opening of the show, 99% of what we're talking about right now, which I can't stand, by the way, because we should be talking about America and the open borders and the green energy debacle and the lies of climate change and the COVID vaccine and the crumbling economy and inflation and all the problems Joe Biden has created. And instead, we're talking about Israel. 99% of my time is spent on Israel and the Middle East and Hamas right now, but it is what it is, because that's what's on everyone's minds and isn't leading to World War III. So we've got Sigal Chadha with us, the Republican National Committee Woman for Nevada, the RNC National Committee Woman for the state of Nevada. She's an attorney. She's Israeli-born but American-raised, and she was the Republican candidate for Attorney General of Nevada in the last election. Sigal Chadha, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show.
Hi, Wayne. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, I mean, look, as an American Jew myself, and I know, you know, most of my listeners are Christians, and many of them evangelical Christians. They love Israel probably as much or more than any Jew. This topic is just become the biggest topic in the world, and it's dominating my program. I wish it wasn't, Sigal, because the nation is falling apart, as in America, and I don't want to be talking about Israel 24 hours a day. I want to talk about what Joe Biden has done to America. But right now, this is the crisis in the world. So I want to get your reaction to Israel defending itself against Hamas.
Well, I think this is a crisis in the world because, you know, for those of us who are believers, we understand that these are indeed the times of prophecies. And for those of us who aren't believers, we understand that for years and for decades, we've always thought that if World War III was going to start, it would start in the Middle East. So whether you're a believer or not, that's where we are. And to see the events unfold is disheartening. And forget the personal note to me as an Israeli American, but for everybody around the world, they know the dangers that can come out of this. So, and people that understand that appreciate it.
Right. And here's the thing. You know, the big news today, the biggest news everywhere I look is that Israel has bombed a hospital and killed hundreds of people, including children and women and doctors and babies. And, of course, you know, I trust Israel. I don't trust anything that comes out of the mouth of Hamas, the terrorist murderers who kill babies and children and women and target them. So I got to assume everything they say is a lie. Israel says we didn't bomb any hospital. It was an errant rocket from Hamas that hit their own hospital. I tend to agree and believe what Israel has to say. I don't believe Israel would ever target a hospital. So just get your thoughts on that.
Listen, Israel has never targeted hospitals. It's never targeted civilian areas. The reality of it is twofold. One, this was a missile that came out of Gaza, and it was an errant missile, and it's not the first time. And every time Israel has gone into Gaza on incursions to defend themselves, we've always seen Hamas missiles that are so inaccurate. Listen, these are water pipes that they got from the EU
right,
that they've turned
right.
into rockets, okay?
Right.
We're not talking about sophisticated missiles and munitions. They're homemade rockets. So is there going to be a high margin of error on where those missiles are going? Absolutely. So that's the first and foremost. And the second thing is that any time Israel has targeted anything, look, the Hamas and the Arab populations, they are notorious for using hospitals. We saw it in Lebanon in the 80s that they were using hospitals to store munitions, and they would convert hospitals and schools. So, you know, don't violate the Geneva Convention and use civilians as human shields, and these issues won't happen.
Right. But also, you're being a little bit too nice, in my opinion, because you're saying, and Israel's saying, it was an errant rocket from Hamas. But I don't know that it's so errant. I think Hamas is the most vicious creatures in the world. I think they're animals, not people. We know what they did in Israel makes them animals. They killed babies. They beheaded babies. They gang-raped women. They burned families in their homes. The most horrible people in the world. They killed children in front of their moms and dads and then killed the moms and dads. What a horror show. So I wouldn't put it by them, if they purposely bombed their own hospital or rocketed their own hospital so that they could parade around dead female, dead doctors, and dead babies and dead children and say, Israel did this to get the world's PR on their side. I wouldn't put that by them for a second if they purposely hit a hospital.
I agree with you on that. And, yeah, they might have actually done that. Look, we know that they are, you know, the Gazans are trying to get down to the border with Egypt to the Rafah passing, and we're seeing videos come out of Gaza that Hamas is bombing people as they make their way down to southern Gaza to get out of there because the Israelis have told them to get out of there.
Right. Well, Israel drops leaflets and says, get out. Now, when does Hamas ever drop leaflets and say, by the way, get out, we're coming out after military targets? No, they go after targets of civilians who are unarmed on purpose. By the way, that was a big mistake by Israel. Big mistake. You know, a friend of mine said something to me the other day, Sigal, because you were born in Israel, I know you'll understand this. He said when he visited Israel like 40, 50 years ago, everyone carried a rifle. They were all ready to fight at a moment's notice. They expected an invasion at any time, 24 hours a day. Everyone carried guns. And he said, when he visited recently, nobody has a gun, and none of the settlers had guns. Nobody can get a permit. They became very liberal in Israel, just like America's liberals, and they didn't want everyone to carry a gun. And look at what happened. And now the government is handing out guns to everybody, and they're forming citizen militias. And that's the lesson learned from this. Everyone has to defend themselves because it might take police or military 4 hours to get to you. You better have guns to defend yourself, both in Israel and in America. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. This is the problem. Look, this generation is a generation that has discussed coexistence. They don't want war. You know, they opened their... There were Arabs from Gaza that were working 4 miles from Gaza, you know, in the kibbutz and in the areas around there because they wanted peaceful coexistence. And, you know, it's this left-wing liberalism and this delusional train of thought that really this is what caused it.
It's a bad situation because it really could propel the United States into World War III. And it really could, you know, what's that famous saying by Rahm Emanuel, Sigal? Never let a crisis go to waste. Democrats see this, I think, as number one, something that takes all the bad things Biden has done out of the headlines. You know, all the problems of the American economy and the open border are out of the headlines right now. All anyone's talking about is Israel. And number two, Democrats see this as an opportunity, I think. Let's bring every single migrant from Palestine from Gaza into America now. Let's import a million million or 2 million Gazans, Palestinians, to America. What a tragedy that would be.
It is. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
So, you know, it's they always, man, you know, Republicans always turn everything good into a disaster and put their foot in their mouth, and Democrats always turn bad things into victories. I don't know how this happens, but, you know, like, look at the Speaker of the House. We can't even elect a Speaker of the House. We can't agree on anything. And Democrats caused the attack in Israel by funding Iran with $6 billion. It's Biden's fault. And instead, he's going to try and turn it into a situation to bring another million Democrat voters that are a lock to vote Democrat for all time, because they're going to be on welfare forever. He's going to bring them to the United States and ruin our country. I mean, it's crazy how they always seem to win, isn't it?
You know, I mean, what's even crazier, Wayne, I'll tell you, I've got family there. I've got friends there. My whole family is actually in Israel, with the exception of my parents and my brothers. But to talk to them, and, you know, as Biden is speaking here in the States, they think that Joe Biden is now going to be their savior in Israel. And it's the most horrifying thing for me to hear as, you know, as a Republican, as an American. They just don't connect the dots that the reason why this happened is precisely, like you said, because of Joe Biden. Because of
Hey, Seagal, give me one sec. Stay with me. I want to talk to you a little more. There's a few more things I want to talk to you about when we get back. More about Israel and Hamas and what's happening there with Seagal Chadha, Israeli-born, American-raised, former candidate for Attorney General. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne on the Roof for Goldgate Capital. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. First of all, central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then in the first quarter of this year, central banks added 228 tons of gold. That's up 176% over last year and another all-time record. And China knows what's coming. They've added 144 tons of gold just since November. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wayne Root sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. Toll free 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Avio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off. Toll free, 800-422-8148.
I'd like to introduce you to our new Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne L. LaRuth, I can't even say my own name. There's so much going on. It's easy for you to say. I can't say my name. The Roots on fire. There. I said it. Am I talented or what? SpikeWarrior.com. SpikeWarrior.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The question I get asked every day, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. What do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? And I answer everyone the same way. Patent pending, no covidium. From SpikeWarrior.com. Best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent pending, no covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins from your cells and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Only place you'll ever find it. Buy one bottle of patent-pending no covidium and get a second bottle free. Use the promo code WAR for Wayne L. LaRuth at SpikeWarrior.com. This formula can turn your body into a spike protein eating machine. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com. That's SpikeWarrior.com, promo code WAR. Two for the price of one, two for you, lasts twice as long, or one for you and one for someone you love for free. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. There's the disclaimer you got to always say, because we got such a wonderful government. Sigal Shah is still with us. I read her a comment from one of my fans. He texted me during the break and said, I love Sigal. She should have been our attorney general, and I second that remark. You really should have, and it's such a shame that we don't have you, Sigal, as the Nevada attorney general. What are your thoughts on that? I mean, you recovered and bounced back well. You're now the national committee woman for the state of Nevada, so congratulations. That was a big, fast comeback.
Thank you. What do I think about that? Well, you know, I mean, listen, you don't have to be the attorney general to do things that I wanted to do. I wanted to do it as a public service. But I have to tell you, Wayne, honestly, it's much more lucrative doing it from the private sector. We are filing lawsuits against school districts, straightening out the school districts, the curriculums, we're filing lawsuits, you know, to protect voter integrity. And like I said, I mean, you don't listen, if you want to protect people's constitutional rights, you don't have to be the attorney general to do it. In fact, it's probably, I probably have a lot more flexibility doing it from the private sector anyway. So I haven't missed a beat, and my friends say that I'm the de facto attorney general because I'm actually fighting for Nevadans.
We love it and we appreciate it. You've been speaking at events supporting Israel. Describe what those events have been like and what those audiences are like.
Well, last night I was actually at Calvary Chapel Fervent, which was the church that I represented during COVID. It was fantastic. And I have to tell you, when I speak in front of Jewish, in front of Jewish communities and Israeli communities, it's almost like it's a captive audience. I don't have to sell them on supporting Israel. But when I speak to, you know, to non-Jews, it is a pitch, and it is, you know, because at the end of the day, I think the narrative needs to be really concise, that this is not only an Israel problem, this is not only a Jewish problem, this is a problem. Look, we had 30 Americans butchered in the past week, and we've got
how many are hostages?
American hostages.
How many are hostages?
Yeah.
I don't even know.
We've
how many?
Got,
a dozen?
Exactly. So we've got, up until now, we know that there's 15 American hostages. And at the end of the day, this isn't an Israel problem. You know, and listen, today they're already changing the narrative that Israel has bombed this hospital. But I think and we're going to get the calls for, you know, to temper Israel's response. And at the end of the day, I don't know what kind of response that needs to be tempered. What is the proportional response to what we've seen the past week? And, you know, what's proportional response to ensure that 15 American hostages get home?
Sigal, I'd put it even more succinctly, make it more personal. What if it was your child that was beheaded? What if it was your wife that was murdered? What if your kids were kidnapped and brought back to Gaza and they have videos playing with your baby on their knees? Oh, my God. What's the response to that? What's the proportional correct response to someone cutting wife's head off after they gang rape her? I don't know about you, Sigal, but I think Israel's response is all bets are off, no mercy, do whatever you have to do to kill the bad guys. Don't kill civilians, don't target them, but there's always collateral damage. But certainly I give Israel a wide berth to do whatever they've got to do to clean that nest of vipers out.
Absolutely. And let's not forget, look, Hezbollah took over and, you know, blew up the Marine barracks in Beirut 50 years ago. So if this is not put to bed once and for all, then, you know, it's going to be a recurring problem. And I think this time, Israel, the only proportional response is to eradicate Hezbollah and Hamas. And, you know, that is World War III because it is going to get these other powers involved.
Yeah, Iran will most probably be involved, but no one has to eradicate the entire Iranian race. What you got to do is bomb their nuclear facilities and make sure Iran never has any ability to threaten Israel or the United States or Europe with nuclear. That's the key here. You got to eliminate their nuclear capability. And of course, once again, Biden and Obama were the ones who wanted the Iran treaty, so we proved them wrong again. That Iran treaty allowed them to get nuclear right now. So crazy stuff, crazy world. Sigal Chadha, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you so much, Wayne.
Our RNC National Committee Woman for Nevada, she's an attorney, Israeli born, American raised, Sigal Chadha. We'll be right back. I'm Wayne Ellery.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.